Thank you, gentlemen. We'll go on now to our question on electrical and communications infrastructure. The question is, how do you propose to fund regional electrical and communication infrastructure improvements in Southeast Alaska? And Stephen, you went second, so now you're first.
Regional and communications, electrical, you know, that's, I have to actually think about this a little bit for a second. I think there's a lot that we can do. Again, now that I've calmed down a little bit after my last little tangent. To me, the state of Alaska is not broke, but we absolutely have to be conservative with the money. We have to be able to work with each other. We have to be going around listening, and we have to make sure that we're working together as Alaskans, as legislators. There's only 60 of us up there. When we're looking at electrical, when we're looking at communications, we have to look at the smaller villages too. And I don't think we've had nearly enough conversation about that today. We've focused on Sitka, and that is important, and we need to continue doing that. But we forget about Hoonah, Cake, Elfin Cove, Angoon, and other places. And in my lifetime, I really hope that I see an intertie. I think that is our future here in Southeast, and I think it's something we can actually do on the electrical side. Blue Lake, we have to look at that. We have to get that funded. That's going to come on the operations side. It's going to come out of the house. But we also need to see things as geothermal, as other projects that we can do here. I hear a lot continuously in Sitka, especially. We want to have a smaller footprint, carbon footprint. So Blue Lake, again, that's a way to do it. We need to get it funded. That's going to get people off generator diesel, and it's going to lower your cost. When we look at Hoonah, an intertie is incredibly expensive. It's a dream of mine, but we need to do things for them today as well. So those are things that we need to work on and move it forward.
Two-part question. Communications and electricity. I'll start off with communications. It's a challenging issue in a lot of Southeast, especially the more rural parts of Southeast, so excluding Sitka, and focus on, I think, two ideas that have a lot of potential. First of all, it's still sort of a work in progress, but right now, having an effective 911 system on Prince of Wales Island actually does not exist. We're fortunately able to get, I think it was $75,000 or $100,000 of funding to create an emergency communication system on Prince of Wales this last budget cycle. And so hopefully this work in progress will soon come to fruition. But I mean, that gives you a sense of the lack of infrastructure and lack of communications infrastructure that exists in parts of this district, especially outside Sitka. Right now in Pelican, there is no cell service. And to give you an idea of, I think an idea that has a lot of promise for this region is looking at a public-private partnership. ACS is the service provider in Pelican, between the city of Pelican, the state of Alaska, and ACS, to try to install a cell tower and defray the capital cost of the installation of that cell tower so that in Pelican and the surrounding fishing grounds, which is important for Sitka fishermen as well, you actually have cell service, which is something that simply doesn't exist right now. On the electricity side of the equation, there are a number of projects that are at some stage of development in the rural parts of this district. In Gartina Falls, which is a hydro project of about 500 kilowatt capacity, and Hoonah is under construction right now. I was there 2 days ago. They're putting in the transmission lines, and it should be coming online soon. In Thayer Creek in Angoon, which has got the potential to power Angoon, there's $8.1 million of funding sitting on the table, and really the problem right now in Angoon is sort of a lack of facilitation and getting all the stakeholders to agree on the right project and the right size project. So it's really a political problem, and it's a facilitation issue, and something that I think, you know, as a legislator and working to bring together stakeholders is something that has a lot of potential in the future to try to get that project built and online and powering Angoon. And finally, there's an $80,000 resource assessment of Gunnett Creek and Cake, which also has the potential to power upwards of 75% of the load in Cake, and especially with the seafood processor, Rocky Pass Seafoods and Cake, that recently came online. I think that's a huge, huge economic consideration as well for that community. But in a bigger sense, with electricity in Southeast Alaska, I mean, this is the foundation of the economy. If you don't have cheap power, it's difficult for communities to survive. So providing affordable energy and affordable electricity, which I think can happen, especially in these rural communities, is something that we're working towards and something we can realize in the coming years.